Many people have been working hard to deny Christianity and indeed that we have a creator God for years. Richard Dawkins, oh, so many others. And none of them have quite succeeded, have they? Because we're still here. Christ is risen. And so the reading is from Matthew 28, verse 11 to 15. And this speaks of the very first attempt to quash Christianity. Matthew 28, 11 to 15. Let's listen to God's word. While they were going, some of the guard went into the city and told the chief priests everything that had happened. After the priests had assembled with the elders, they devised a plan to give a large sum of money to the soldiers, telling them, "You must say, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we were asleep. If this comes to the governor's ears, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." So they took the money and did as they were directed. And this story is still told among the Jews to this day. Amen. They don't know when they're beaten, do they? Those followers of Jesus. I really thought we'd put a stop to their nonsense once and for all when we dragged that so-called Christ before Pilate, when we saw the hammer and the nails go into his hands and feet, when we watched as they sealed the tomb, I was convinced that at last it was over. The whole unfortunate business at an end. After all, who wants a dead Messiah? What use could he be to anyone? Preposterous, isn't it? And yet, apparently not. For I've received news this morning that the body has vanished, spirited away during the night. God knows how it happened, but it's the last thing we need right now. You can just imagine the sort of stories his followers will come up with. Even that he's been raised from the dead. I shouldn't wonder. Absurd, I know. But that's the kind of things they'll be saying. You'd be surprised what some people believe. They're so gullible. And even if a few are taken in, who can say how many might follow? So you'll understand, won't you, that if we mold the truth a little, nothing patently false, of course, just a little fine-tuning here and there to fit the facts, we've got it off to a fine art over the years, you know. Let's face it, it's obvious who's behind this charade. I've no idea how they did it, but somehow those wretched followers of his must have got past the guards. No doubt sleeping on the job, good-for-nothing layabouts. Anyway, that's the line that I, Caiaphas, am taking, and my chief priests and Pharisees along with me. We've greased a few palms to ensure a united front, enough to dispel any rumours. There are a few points that trouble me, though, I must confess. I wonder how they shifted that stone. That really troubles me. And why they left the grave clothes for another. I wonder, was that all designed to add to the illusion? What I really can't understand, though, is why keep his name alive? What do they hope to prove? They must know in their hearts that they're beaten, that the game's over. Even supposing some do fall for their trick, it can't achieve anything. For as the weeks and months pass without sight or sound of him, they're bound to question eventually. And what a letdown this Jesus will all seem to them. You still have your doubts even now. Even now you're still wondering. Well, let me ask you a question. One question that should settle it for good. 20 years on from now, 100 years on, 1,000, who'll talk about Jesus? Will anyone remember some obscure carpenter from Nazareth? Need I say more?